When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, just like it sounds, marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Then you want to click on the link that says Listen and Watch, and that will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And my goodness, you believe it? It's the first Sunday of June already. Holy mackerel. And where's the sunshine? I don't know. There's just clouds out there, but at least it's dry. So anyway, we've got sunshine here in the studio. I don't know if it's just because we changed the light bulbs and the light's brighter or not, or it could be because that Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha. And it's
it does seem particularly bright in here, doesn't it?
Well, we have
adjust the light bulbs or something, or dust them, or what?
We have the same amount of lights, but we have a rheostat that we can turn them up a little brighter.
Oh, so
did and when yeah, and mm-hmm. I did. When I came in this morning, it was really dark in here.
Okay, so I was just screwing around, but it really is brighter.
Yeah, I can adjust them up. I can adjust them down.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I got to put my sunglasses on.
Maybe. Yeah. If it gets too bright, sometimes you get a little glare off the monitors.
I put my hand up like a visor. I can actually see better.
Yeah.
It is bright. Well, I'd rather the sun be coming from outside the window as opposed to inside.
That would be much, much better, but probably not today.
Well, you would be the weather guy.
Yeah. I just don't shoot the messenger. I just, repeat it as I see it, but the National Weather Service is calling for clouds.
I do not pull my guns.
No. I'm just, it was a preemptive sort of warning that, anybody who delivers the weather is like,
I didn't mean that it was your fault.
No.
I meant that you're the one that gives us the weather report on the radio station.
That's true.
So you would be the weather guy.
Yeah.
And now I watched the weather last night, and it said at least it was supposed to be dry today and that the rain was not going to come in till tomorrow. But now you're saying that it might actually show itself this evening.
Probably some scattered showers later on this evening.
Well, as long as it holds off till later on this evening, that would be good for me because I have a really busy day, but I was hoping to get a grass cut in,
You might be able to.
But I was sort of liking the sun would come out and kind of like dry the grass out for me. By the time I could do that later today.
Well, you still might have a chance. It stays light now, fairly late. We're approaching 9 o'clock for sunset. And
We're approaching the longest day of the year will happen, summer solstice.
That's right.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay, speaking of that, I'll have something to say. But in the meantime, now that everybody's set, I was sort of stalling because they were dinking around. But
yeah, everybody's got to get in their place.
Yeah. Now that everyone is in their place.
we report on everything.
Uh-huh. So you can't get away with nothing, ladies. And now in their places, in the studio with us, is Animal World Call Screener Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, Martha.
Yeah. See, and of course, Kathy was not in her place when the show was starting. So
it's Aji's fault.
It can't be her fault. She's here. Because in the other room across the glass and through the reflection, whoa.
I'm here, so
Well, wait a minute. Mike's got to turn you back up again because there was some terrible feedback. Now, everybody was in their place ahead of time. Now, of course, Elvis is leaving the studio now because apparently he has to flip some knobs in the other studio. And this is not because we were not prepared today, folks.
No.
We were prepared. Everybody's here on time. And actually, Mike and Aji tested.
Right. They did. Yeah.
They did. The test. And it worked just fine before airtime. But you heard that feedback that started to happen when Mike turned on Aji's microphone. So he had to run in there to make some adjustments. And apparently, so he was speaking to Aji, too. Maybe it was her fault. But I was going to say, how could it be her fault? Because she's here. So now Mike is back. Now we'll find out.
Now he's frowning.
Whose fault was it?
And shaking his head. Talk, Aji.
Oh,
push
he just...
Push a button.
Push a button. And,
hello?
No, we can't hear you because you're not talking to the microphone. There you go. Good morning, Aji.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
So it was her fault or it wasn't her fault?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's safe.
Usually when you hear that squeal, it's a form of a feedback loop.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it sounded like.
But when we tested.
Because we tested beforehand.
Which we normally do before every show, it was fine. So all I did was push down the gain on the monitor in there. I think that worked, although it's still, I'm scratching my head.
Not real sure about that. Well, now, okay, because this is like often not the case, but like we're all here. The family's here. I'm here. Mike's here. Kathy's here. Aji's here.
We're all together.
Who can we blame?
Big problem.
I don't know, Martha. You got some answers, I'm sure, somewhere in there.
I don't know. Well, Robin's not here. She's only here. She's not here. It could be Robin's fault.
Okay. No, I How do you know that Robin's not here?
Good question.
Well, I don't know. She could be listening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's blame
Bob.
Or
she could be here.
We know Bob's not listening. It's Bob's
fault.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Robin's husband. From if you don't know what we're talking about, Robin and Bob do Mystic Radio with Robin and Alexis live on Wednesdays here at noon, and Robin typically does the show Animal World with me on the second Sunday of the month, and that would be next Sunday.
That's correct, and we should also point out that an encore edition of Mystic Radio follows this show at 12 noon.
Oh, yeah, and we always forget to say that.
We?
Me. I forget to say that. But you forget to remind me.
That's true. We're in full blame game here, aren't we?
Uh-huh. Well, yeah. No, but, oh, you know what? We don't have to blame Robin and Bob because technically it's not their show. They're not part of the family.
Yeah.
But you know who is part of the Animal World family that's not here?
No.
Oh, come on.
Not Gary?
No. We decided Gary was
Gary's
retired.
History.
Gary's history. We love him, but we can't blame him anymore. That just wouldn't be fair. Kevin and Kim.
Of course.
Okay, hello.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, they are part of the Animal World family because they are regularly here the third Sunday of every month, Kim being Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive, and Kevin McDonald being the incredible, goofy, entertaining guy that he is and used to host shows here on KKNW. And that, of course, is how I met Kim Miller Medium and Animal Intuitive, was when I guested on Kevin McDonald's show way back when I first started on this station, like 8 years ago. So anyway, they host the show for me on the third Sunday of the month, so I can go to Temple. So they really are, technically, they are part of the Animal World family. So we have a bill. There you go. Because they're only here on the third Sunday, so they're not here any other Sundays. It's their fault.
I have a little bit of trivia.
Oh, hello.
I noticed something today when I was setting up. We have files that we create for the system for weekly tune-in promos, one of which we have for this show, Animal World.
Yeah.
And it's a file that like any other computer file. And when I was looking into the file, updating it for next week's show, I looked at the date it was originally set up, which was still recorded. And it was April 3rd of 2003. So that's how long that cart or that file
And that is the date of the first show that I did here on Alternative Talk, 1150 KKNW, April 3rd, 2003.
I don't think we have a file in our system.
That's that old?
That's older than that. So staying power, yes, absolutely.
Well, hopefully you didn't erase it, did you?
No. We use the same one. It's just a file that we set up.
That's a file that was created,
And then we update it as necessary. And in this case, we update our promo for Animal World every week.
Yeah. And now we put the date in each promo so that
that's
you
true.
Can't. And that was Carlene's idea. That
was
a great idea, mm-hmm. Carlene. And that's so when, because the promo for Animal World runs during other shows on the station. And sometimes shows run encore shows, like Mystic Radio after today's show is not a live show. It's an encore presentation. And so you might hear a promo. You will hear a promo for Animal World. But now when we do the promo, I put the date in every promo. So you'll know if you're listening to an encore presentation, if you're really hearing the correct Animal World promo or not.
It makes it so much easier. What a great idea. That was a great idea.
Yeah, that really was. You know, every once in a while somebody comes up with great ideas. It's like, ah, oh, could have had a V8 on that one.
That's
and
right.
And why did it take us so long to think of that? But anyway, we needed Carlene to come up with that one.
Always open to new ideas and new suggestions.
And in case you haven't figured it out, it's the first Sunday of June.
Mm-hmm. Already.
And that means it's the first Sunday of the month. And that means it's a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with Martha. So that's me. And I, being a behavior therapist, animal behavior therapist, and I don't do humans. Well, I'd probably do more work with the humans than I do with the animals because, you know, anyway. And a trainer. And as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, we have open phone lines on the first Sunday of the month, unless we're doing something weird, and we're not doing something weird today. So the phone lines are open, and we will entertain, or I will entertain, your behavior training and healing. Well, I suppose you could call if you had a question for Mike or Kathy or Ajie or whatever. And that was weird little noises in my ear. That was Kathy's fault? You moved your microphone? Well, how did that fit? Never mind.
Need to break out the 3-in-1 oil and
grease
it up. It's just a little hinge that needs a couple squirts of oil.
It sounded more like something electrical in my ear. It was weird, but never mind. Anyway, so phone lines will be open throughout the show today, and you can call in with your behavior training and healing questions or whatever. If it has to do with animals, we'll talk about it, and you may interrupt at any time. But what I started to say was, if you haven't figured it out, that's what day it is, which means that we don't have an absolute agenda. Yeah, we sort of have a plan, like I've got a bunch of follow-up, and then I have animals in the news, and then I have the best good news about animals, and then my feature today is, if you guys aren't calling, then I'm going to make it a healing Sunday today, and I'm going to start, I'm going to re-educate you all and catch you all up on Pleckner syndrome, which is the endocrine immune imbalance that pretty much underlies all chronic disease and illness in dogs, cats, horses, and humans. And since Dr. Al Pleckner, who discovered this imbalance like 50 years ago, is no longer available to do live Vet Sundays with us here on Animal World because he'd be working on Sundays now. I figured it's been long enough since he's done a show with us that we have enough listeners that don't know what's going on and need to be educated. And I figure for sure, like Kathy and Ajie and Mike. So I'm going to educate them. And because I have current stuff going on with my own new family of cats that involves Pleckner syndrome, it's a perfect time for me to re-educate you about it, catch you up on everything that's going on, tell you what's going on with my own cats, in hopes that you will then be able to use this information to help your animal friends or yourself or your family, for that matter, because it applies to, remember, cats, dogs, horses, and humans. So that's kind of the agenda for today. And what got me into actually telling you all of that in a reasonable period of time this morning is to let you know that we don't have an absolute clock agenda. And we're here for 3 hours. Well, 3 hours and, 47 minutes now. But
we're on the clock.
Yeah, but I mean,
we got lots of time.
We don't have like a scheduled guest or any of that sort of stuff. So we just sort of fruit around to start with.
Go with the flow.
Because after all, we are on the radio, which means we know how to talk.
That's true.
Okay, and I live with cats. No other humans in my house. You know, and I talk to them all the time. But sometimes it's just nice to talk to people. Sometimes this is the only opportunity I get. And it's my show, so they can't say stuff a sock in. Well, you can say that, but it doesn't matter. It's my show, so there we go. So sometimes we just talk. However, there's something, one more important thing we need to mention, and that is that speaking of longevity and that cart or whatever that program is that's been in the system for so long since the first Animal World show here on Alternative Talk, are Animal World's longest advertiser and sponsor. That would be Designing Health. And they, of course, have been with me in Animal World long before we started here on 1150 KKNW. They haven't been with me since the very first show of Animal World. Actually, it wasn't Animal World when it started. It was the KVI Pet Show because it started on KVI, just the beginning of talk radio.
Makes sense.
And then I was on there until Fisher bought KVI, and then they moved me to Como to the bigger show, and that was within the first year. And it was shortly after it became the Como Pet Show that Designing Health came on board. So they've been with me since pretty much the first year of broadcast. So that's like 17 years or something?
That's amazing.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Okay. And so pretty much I've been a fan of Designing Health's Missing Link for that 17 years. And I will tell you, it is one of the best products ever created for animals because it was created to provide what's missing in processed and cooked pet food. And you know, we all have a misconception about, speaking of Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, you know, if you don't know this, I was pretty naive about this, and I assumed that when processed pet food, you know, dry and canned, was created, especially dry food was the first creation, that when dry food for our animal friends was created, it was done to improve the nutrition of our animal friends. A logical assumption.
Makes sense.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. But you know what? That ain't true. That is not why processed food for animals was created. Dry food for our animal friends was created to get rid, to do something with the, there's no other way to put it, the crap that falls on the floor at the mills when grain is processed for human products. You know, there's stuff like the shells and all that stuff that falls off on the floor, and they have all this big pile of stuff they had to sweep up and throw away.
They call it waste.
Yeah. So the powers that be said, oh, what could we do with this to make money? And then somebody said, oh, let's make dog and cat food. So do you realize that prior to the processing of food for our animal friends, they were fed kind of table scraps and what the human food, but what we didn't eat? Do you know that most chronic disease and illness in our domestic animal friends, particularly I'm referring to our dog and cat friends, did not start until after the introduction of dry dog and cat food? That's when chronic disease and illness began.
Do you remember a brand called Tyrell's?
Oh, yeah, Tyrell's.
Was that a good brand?
It was a local food, a canned food. It came with a red label, a yellow label, a green label, and a blue label. And I know that because it was a canned food.
Right.
They did not make a dry food, I recall.
You're right.
And it was local, and I think for the time, it was a decent food. Now, back then, we didn't understand about the problems with putting dyes and chemical preservatives and that kind of stuff. But because it's a canned food, canned foods are not usually loaded with chemical preservatives because, after all, they come in a can that's sealed. And it was a pretty decent food.
Is it still around?
I don't believe that it is. I haven't seen it for years and years. I haven't heard of it. But I know that it used to live on the shelves of our kitchen, and that many, all of the dogs and cats that I grew up with ate Tyrell's canned food.
It was the only thing that I would buy.
Yeah.
But it's been years.
It's been a very, it'd be interesting. Maybe we should Google it.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, because we can.
I have a true or false question.
Yeah.
I heard that cats used to live to be 25 years old routinely.
Uh-huh.
Until this change happened
processed
in the food.
Food.
Is that true or false?
I can't for sure answer that, but I would imagine that it probably is true because the lifespan of our animal friends did decrease dramatically with the introduction of processed foods, because the food that was introduced was pretty much garbage off the floor of you know, grain mills. And of course, our dogs and cats are cats. Pretty much everybody agrees cats are carnivores. There's some debate as to whether dogs are carnivores or omnivores, but pretty much the pendulum is swinging towards the carnivore end. And, you know, the bottom line is none of them are out there grazing in the wheat fields, you know, and eating in grains, which has been the majority of our animals' food since. And it hadn't even been the whole grains, the good grains. It was the crappy stuff since the introduction of processed foods. So at any rate, I would imagine that that very likely may be true. And it would be interesting. There is someone that we could still ask about that would probably know, but don't have his phone number, and I think he's in Australia. But I'll tell you about that in a moment. But the reason this whole subject came up is because I was talking about designing health and the missing link. The reason that I am so fond of the missing link and why it is so important is because the quality of the processed food for our animal friends has not necessarily improved all that much since the beginning. Now, the higher quality foods that you buy in the higher quality, higher end pet stores are much improved. But what you buy in the grocery store has not changed a whole lot. Or the lower end of the warehouse foods, pet warehouse store type stuff. And the only way to know is to read ingredients labels and understand all of that. But at any rate, that is why Designing Health created the missing link. They wanted to create a product that was simple, easy to use, that you could add to cooked and processed pet food, dog and cat food. Well, they also make a formula for birds now and for horses. But you add to their food that provides what's missing in that process and cooked food, which is the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils we know now from Dr. Udo Erasmus, the importance of fats that heal and fats that kill. And there's some that you need to be healthy and that others that'll kill you. Well, it's the balanced omega-3, 6, and 9 oils that will keep you healthy and alive and you need, but they're destroyed in the process, you know, of cooking. The enzymes and the raw ingredients and the fiber, all of that is just as important for our animal friends as it is for us humans. And that's what Missing Link provides. So that is why I was so skeptical when I first heard of the product. I just said, yeah, right. And then I met the veterinarian whose idea it was. I met Dr. Udo Erasmus, I mean, like the great white god. He wrote the book, Fats That Heal, Fats That Kill. I met with him, and he's the one that formulated the missing link. And once I understood all of that, man, I was on board, and we have been together ever since. It's been many, many, many years. Well, the reason I'm telling you that now is because Designing Health has stepped up, and because of their generosity, we give away a free month's supply of missing link every week now on the show. And you can win it. The only requirement is that you have not won a contest on this radio station for the last month. But if it's been 30 days since you've won a contest on this radio station, or you've never run a contest, then guess what? You're eligible. And all you have to do is listen for the Missing Link word of the day, which I will give you during the Designing Health Missing Link commercial when I do that. And I do that live sometime during the show. So I'm going to give you phone numbers now. Write these down for a couple of reasons. A, because when you hear the missing link word of the day, that would be your cue to call in. And if you know the word of the day and you get through to Ajie first, then, or Kathy, depending on who's answering the phone, then you get to choose which missing link product you would like. And you can choose the ultimate cat formula if you have a cat friend. You can choose the missing link for your dog. And there are two formulas. You can choose either the skin and coat formula. That would have the extra omega 3, 6, and 9 oils. Or you can choose the hip and joint formula. That would have glucosamine in it, in addition to all the other good stuff. And then Designing Health will send that missing link right to your door, and you get to try it with your animal friends for free. So write down these numbers, and when I will alert you with the missing link word of the day, and that's your cue to call in. You can also write these numbers down in case you get struck and want to ask me a behavior training or healing question, if you want, you have a question or comment about something I say, or, well, heck, like I said, you want to ask Mike a question or Kathy or Archie, you could do that too. You know, and as long as it's, well, it doesn't even, it, as long as it's related to animals, you're good. And humans are animals too, so.
We are.
You know.
We try to be.
Yeah, so we try to be flexible here. As long as we relate to some kind of animal, sort of, then you could call in. So jot these numbers down. Local number, 425-373-5527. 425-373-5527. Toll free, 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And then throughout the show, you can email us here in the studio, actually. Now, some of you think you're emailing us here in the studio when you use my personal email off the website. That won't get you here. While we're live, you use the Animal World Live email address, real simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. That will show up here on Mike's handy-dandy computer. He will print it out and give it to me.
Every time.
Yeah.
Got a question? Got a comment?
Yeah.
animalworldlive@hotmail.com.
Of course, if you yell at Mike, he just might not tell us.
I do moderate all incoming emails. Not all emails make it to Martha.
Oh, really?
Well, we get a lot of junk mail.
Stuff, yeah. Well, don't we
all? Not going to waste your time with any of that sort of stuff.
I don't get nearly as much junk mail now that I have a new computer as I used to. But boy, there's still a lot of junk mail out there.
Yeah, there's some seriously weird stuff in the trash file. I mean, I have no idea where it's coming from. I don't think it's, I think it's offshore somewhere. But yeah, you get on somebody's list and that stuff just comes in.
Know.
Yeah, you don't want to
sure
know.
It's from
and you
too.
Sure don't want to open any of that stuff.
Mm-mm.
Because we're in virus territory beyond anyone's imagination.
Well, that's why I'm stoked because my new computer is a Mac.
Yeah, much better.
You don't have to
filtering.
Worry, but yeah, you don't get the, oh, Ajie's cheering in the other room. You don't have to worry about the viruses and all that stuff.
Well, not as much.
Not as much.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, I don't have to have, like, pay for all that antivirus stuff and all that sort of thing.
That is true. However, there has been a history of Mac-specific Trojans or viruses added to emails. So it's not that they're completely immune, but most of the hackers... they're
don't
in a
bother.
PC. They're in a PC world because that's where the majority of users are, and that's where they can do the
well. They should
majority
just stay
of
there.
Mischief.
Just leave me alone.
Yes,
had enough of
it. It's a waste of time. It's like electronic vandalism.
I did have an experience though very recently I got an email from an email address that I recognized from someone I knew, and I opened it up. I just opened the email. I didn't click on any links or download anything. And just by opening the email, my email address book was hacked. And then wouldn't you know, very shortly, everybody in my address book was receiving Viagra emails. Oh, heaven forbid.
That's the way it works.
How embarrassing is that?
I got that one, Martha.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I'm like,
And fortunately, a number of my friends alerted me to that. We know you didn't send this, but... And then, of course, I had to call, AOL, which is the, and then through a bunch of rigmarole, you know, taking me offline, put it back on, changing my passwords and all that kind of stuff. Then we had it stopped within that day. But, you know, that still that one got out there.
Yep. And the burden is on you to take care of it.
Uh-huh,
that's what just gets me.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a whole day shot.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Yeah, well, it took a couple of hours, I think.
I think you got off lucky if it just took a couple of hours. Because once that corruption sets in, boy, I mean, not only
now,
can it
impact.
Now, I will
tell you, though, I am still getting, I get an email probably every few days from that email address, which I now know. Say, now I just delete them. And now, of course, while I'm telling you this story, I should actually, there's a way in my, since I have a new, there's a way for me to ban getting emails from a certain address. I should put that into my, I should do that. And I hadn't thought to do that until just now. It's like, oh, could have had a V8. Okay, I'll just block that email address. But I'm still getting emails. And because it's familiar, you know, I think about opening it. You know, you always want to, because I reckon, anyway, I'm going to block that email address.
And you do that.
And if any of you happen to be in my address book, and I apologize, I'm not selling Viagra.
Well, your friends
from a Canadian pharmacy.
Your friends are like the cream that rises to the top. We know that wouldn't come from you.
Yeah,
we just know that.
Well, I did got a snippy email from one of the people in my address book.
No.
Do they themselves have email? Well, they must if they sent you an email.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, now we have to look forward to is getting junk text messages.
Oh, well,
which I'm sure soon will come with viruses or some sort of bad news.
Well, don't get me started on how I don't use my cell phone, and I don't even know how to do a text message. But I get junk text messages on my cell phone sometimes. But I only got a cell phone for when I'm driving, you know, to see as a behavior therapist and trainer. I go to people's homes to help them with their animal friends, and this was before the time, you know, Google and MapQuest and all that sort of stuff. And you know, I'm following driving directions pretty much for a living. So I especially when I was staying with my dad and there could be an emergency, I got a cell phone just simply to use when I was traveling if I needed to, or you know, if something happened with my dad. So I don't use cell phones like most people do. The best phone number for me is the phone number I give out here that's on my website, is my landline at home in my home office, and that's the best one, because I sometimes my cell phone doesn't get turned on for days. Like, I didn't have to remember to turn my cell phone off before we went on the air, because I don't even remember the last time I turned it on. So, I mean, it's my purse, but it's off.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Well, I don't buy that stuff that cell phones are safe. I don't feel like they are. So I avoid having one close to my head or my body.
I think heavy users have something to worry about.
I do too.
I think moderate or less than that, you're probably okay.
I do too. Yeah. Well, yeah, I do too. Well, of course, you know me and the world of technology. Drag me kicking and screaming.
But you got a Mac.
I got a Mac,
was a giant leap forward.
Oh, that was huge. Yeah. Huge. Since I had my original PC, and we determined that, well, I was still running on Windows 98. And it was like...
I laugh only because that's really old software or an operating system.
Yeah, so I was like 15 or more years old. I was at least 15.
Yeah.
Years old. Yep. Yep. But it tells you what good care I take of something. Because most PCs don't last that long.
Well, they're not made to last that long.
Well, right.
It's called planned obsolescence.
Yeah, yeah. But I'll limp them through.
Good for you.
And it's still sitting in my office. It still works. Because I still haven't... Because it was so old, it wasn't a matter of just pushing a button and transferring everything. And there's a bunch of stuff that I had to transfer one at a time. And I don't use it all the time. And I haven't gotten around to doing that. But eventually I will, and then get rid of the whole thing.
Mohai might be interested in it. As a collector's item.
Okay, then.
Or not.
Well, golly. Seems to me that... Now, and you Googled something. Did you find...
I did.
Did you find out anything? Tyrell's pet food.
Yeah,
that's what you were Googling.
Yeah.
Did you find anything?
Well, yes and no. I went to a message board, and there were a couple comments of people buying it. Then I looked at the dates of the message board.
Speaking of antiquated.
Yeah, and it was back in the 90s. So then I did a trademark search, and kind of the same thing. And it was the same product that we're talking about. But there's another, there's a place called Terrell, Texas, but it's not T-Y, it's T-E. And they make apparently a high-grade level of dog food. But that's a different corporation.
Well, Tyrell's was a local company
out of Woodland, Washington.
And I can even tell you the red label was beef and vegetable. Yep. The yellow label was beef only.
Blue was fish.
Blue was fish.
Yellow was.
And green was.
They had yellow, too.
Well, yellow was beef.
Okay.
Red was beef and vegetable. Yellow was beef only. Green was fish, and then they had a blue. I think blue was added on down the line, and blue was chicken.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So
yeah.
There you go.
In a black can cover or label.
And I used to eat dog biscuits when I was a kid.
Okay.
It's in the blood, Martha.
It is. All right. So,
nice
so
little tidbit of
there
information.
So as far as we can tell, Tyrell, yeah, I'm trying. Gee, I wish I could remember because I'm sure I learned it anew at some point. I remember something in the back, you know, in that back of that left brain file. It's got cobwebs. But where Tyrell's was going out of business or they were selling and or something.
If anyone knows the story, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Would just love to know.
You can call us, too, if you've wrote down the phone numbers. But I think I remember when they were trying to sell, and I think they didn't. And I remember stuff happening. I just don't remember what it was. So, I guess we've exhausted that. All right, now I have tons of stuff. We've got a lot of follow-up, and I have a new TV review, and it actually is an animal show. Dogs in the City, did you watch it? Okay, I got a review. I'm going to be telling you about that, and we got all kinds of stuff to do. So how about, though, we'll stay relatively on time and do the most important part of the show, which is taking care of our advertisers and sponsors, and because without them, there's no us. So please listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them for being part of the Animal World family. And we'll get started with stuff, animal stuff. How about that when we get back? Stay tuned. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural pet foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. That's why Designing Health created The Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all whole-natural raw food sources. They protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it, mix up your animal friend's food, add in The Missing Link, a little cool water to mix it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs. It eliminates hairball problems in cats. And there is a formula for dogs. A couple for dogs, one for cats, one for birds, and one for horses. And then, of course, there's Missing Link Plus with glucosamine for connective tissue and joint support. That comes in a horse as well as the dog formula. And I'd like you to ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies. You can even talk to your vet because there's a special vet formula. Or you can go to Designing Health directly. You can give them a call at 800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com. And now pick up your phones because the Missing Link word of the day is June.
Call karma specialist and metaphysical mother Robin Alexis for your free on-air readings Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Psychic medium Robin Alexis helps countless people to live fuller and more conscious lives on Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. Call Wednesdays for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Thursdays at 8 p.m. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Learn animal massage and check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and the exciting new manual ligament therapy series. Go to NWSAM.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 206-463-1425. That's 206-463-1425. Or check them out on Facebook.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny company name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Does your dog experience bad breath or gas? Does your cat spit up hairballs? Try Optigest. Optigest is a natural formula of digestive enzymes and the prebiotic FOS. Even pets with a healthy diet can experience digestive upset due to diet change, separation, or the normal aging process. Optigest works fast and has no inactive ingredients. Optigest supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Ask for Optigest at your natural pet store today.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and my goodness, I thank you for joining us this morning, and we're on the downside of the first hour already of Animal World. What a surprise. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We sure can talk, huh?
We got through a lot of stuff in that first half hour.
Did we talk about anything significant?
Oh, no. But good stuff.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's get into follow-up, shall we? Last week, because this is the first week of June, makes sense that last week was the last Sunday of May, so it was Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friend Sunday. And as we normally do, we talked with the birds at Mollywood, with Betsy Lott, up at the Avian Sanctuary in Bellingham. And remember, Betsy told us about the incredible outdoor avian flight that the Boy Scout had, earning his Eagle certification, Eagle Scout certification, built for them. And she described it was phenomenal.
And the pictures were incredible.
And then she sent us pictures of the flight. And they really were phenomenal. So if you did not get a chance to go to the Mollywood website and check them out, you can now check them out on the Animal World website. If you go to www.marthanorwalk.com, click on current events and then scroll down. As soon as there was room in the current events listings, Rhonda, my web mistress from Indigo Dog, put the picture up there. And we really want to give credit to this Boy Scout that did this for his Eagle Scout certification. And so we're giving a shout out. His name is Eric Ray. So congratulations, Eric. You did a phenomenal job. I'll give you your Eagle Scout certification. I can't imagine that you wouldn't for this. I mean, this is absolutely phenomenal. It just looks like you did an outstanding job, and how great for the birds. You can see all the birds in there and all the perches and all that stuff, and how it's covered and clear and all that sort of thing. It's just really phenomenal. Did you see this, Kathy?
It looks like a lot.
I did, and
isn't that amazing?
These Eagle Scouts are getting younger and younger all the time.
Yeah, I don't know how old this guy is.
I wonder how old he is.
Well, I have put
we're getting older and older all the time.
Well, that's another possibility.
I should just speak for myself.
Well, you know, I think we're all there with you.
Oh, yeah, we are.
But he put a lot of thought in that. You can just look at. I'm looking at on the website right now at the photo, and it's nice.
Yeah. So go to MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events and scroll down. You'll see the photograph. And again, once again, thank yous and kudos to Eric Ray for working so hard to provide this for the birds. And I have asked Betsy to contact Eric and see if we could do a little radio interview with him, you know, in our next shelter rescue.
That would be great.
So Betsy wasn't sure if he'd be brave enough or willing to do that, but she's going to check it out and let us know by next month. So, you know, hopefully we'll get a chance to thank this fellow on the air. And anyway, I'm just very impressed.
I am too.
Very impressed.
They have to do so much before they get to being an Eagle Scout. So many other steps to take.
Well, there's different classes.
Yeah, different.
And all have different
requirements
in terms of merit badges. And
yeah, I don't know what's involved. I never had a son in Boy Scouts. I had a stepson, but he didn't do Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
I did Campfire Girls, you know, Bluebirds and Campfire Girls. So I understand that, but I don't understand the scout thing eating.
It's a huge commitment.
They, you know, did the merit badges and all that sort of stuff. But it is kind of a commitment, isn't it?
Yeah. I was in the Boy Scouts. I think I kind of lost interest around. I was first class, and that required probably 5 or 6 years. And
Mike, you still are.
Well, here, yes, I'm on my best behavior here, and I'm always prepared. That's the Boy Scout motto.
Be prepared.
Yeah, now how about the Boy Scout organization in general has sort of gotten themselves in hot water lately. I read those articles about, you know, they're kind of stuffy and like old school and kind of need to get with the program.
Yeah, very, very old school when it comes to accepting new norms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, we have a lot of people like that.
That's
around.
True. We're calling them Republicans.
I wasn't going to say it, but yeah, you got it. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Just had to sneak that one in.
Well, sometimes
bless
the old.
Your heart.
Sometimes
yell at him, not me. I didn't say it.
No, I wouldn't.
I was thinking but I didn't say it.
Hey.
Sometimes the old norm's not bad. You know, there's a lot of good to it, too.
It depends on the old norms.
That's, you know? Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Probably should.
Yeah, let's move on.
Send your cards speaking and letters in, and I'll take them all. I'll take on all comers.
You know who opened their mouth here? So,
yeah.
I mean, do we need to read whether she's a? Yeah, maybe we should.
Where is that going, Martha?
Well, I was just wondering where
know.
You fall in the political,
political persuasion.
But I'm wondering if maybe we shouldn't go there.
Yeah, no, it depends on who you talk to in my family.
I didn't ask about your family. I asked about you.
Well, but you know, they're the ones that know me best.
So
who would be able to say, well, Mom, you're more this or that, or you know?
I think we're gonna have to bring them on the show and question them one at a time.
Just ask her who she's gonna
fun.
Vote for.
Yeah.
We could just ask you who you're gonna vote for. If you're smart, you'll say, unless you know you're with us, that you'll say, well, gee, I don't know yet, and then we'll just gang up on you. But
Mum's the word. I'm indecisive right now.
Let's just beat her up now.
Let's just get it over with.
We'll be right back after this message.
seriously, I cannot even fathom that at this point in time in our society. And the openness and the wanting to include everyone and take care of everyone on one side and the selfish greed on the other side. Mm-hmm. I just cannot fathom that. So, okay, we got, all right, you're 3-1, honey.
There is not enough time in this show.
There is not. And,
to get through
and
it all.
I just don't go there.
Nor should we.
But I'll tell you what, you know, if you can't, there's one side of the fence you can't be on if your heart is open.
Mm-hmm.
And if you care about mm-hmm. anyone other than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So are you still on the fence, honey? Mm-hmm. Oh, Ajie's raising her hand. Did you want to chime in?
Well, just to say, can you hear me?
Uh-huh, we can hear you.
I can't hear me.
Well, do you know what you're saying,
just to say,
don't you?
That this is still intended to be a free country so that people are allowed to have their own points of view.
That is absolutely true.
And sometimes these days, I think people forget that because I'm noticing sometimes people get kind of treated badly because they don't agree with a certain position. And it seems like one of the older norms was it was more okay to have your own opinion.
Yeah, and that's one of the wonderful things about living in this country is that everyone is free to have their own opinion without consequence. But, you know, like you said, there is one side that thinks our way or the highway, and which kind of doesn't allow for that. And but at any rate, yes, everyone and certainly so. You can stay in the room. Are you talking about the winner?
I am.
Oh, well, I knew that. I
okay,
just didn't get
wasn't
there
sure.
Yet. I think he's trying to change the subject. Probably
no.
A good idea.
Well, we need to keep it rolling here.
Yes. So we do want to congratulate our Missing Link winner of the day. It would be Lyric in Arlington. Thanks for calling in, and congratulations. What did you and she chose the cat formula. So she has kitty friends.
Good choice.
Yeah. Well, if you have cats, it's a good choice.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Dog formula would be a better choice if you have dogs.
But if you had a cat,
you
took the dog formula, I probably wouldn't be all that impressed. Unless you had a dog friend.
No, it would be okay, but it just doesn't have the added taurine in it that cats need for their little hearts. So there you go. All right. Let's move on.
Okay.
But we'll probably return as the months continue and we get closer.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
You think?
I think we'll come back to this one.
So are you trying to say that I need a little more taurine in my heart?
Well, I don't know if that would help or not.
Or my heart.
We might need to cram that puppy open, though. We might need to jump in there and open that up.
I have a very big heart.
Huh?
I have a very big heart.
You do.
Very giving.
Yeah?
You can tell. We can tell. We know.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So then how could you possibly be on the fence?
Probably because maybe I just don't know enough yet.
Let's go on. Mm-hmm. La di da di da di da.
I like who I am.
I like who you are too. Well, most of who you are. I like who you are too.
As do I.
And I very much appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I like who you are too, Kathy.
Oh, wow. This is so good. I'm so filled with.
You're popular.
Oh.
We like you.
And we trust that you will make the correct decision. By the
and
time
trust,
it's
trust
important.
Is a big word. That means a lot. We trust.
It's not for me one way or the other. I'm not sure I like either one side.
Well,
I'm not.
Yeah, no, but
totally
neither
sold.
Side is perfect. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
But never mind. Never
yeah,
mind.
Hey,
never mind.
This is not a political show, right?
Never mind. Yeah. No, it's not. It's about animals, but. The animals have opinions.
And, you know, it has a lot to do with them, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you put your dog in a crate on the top of your car?
Absolutely not.
I don't think so. Mike liked that one. So did Ashi. Okay. Let's move on. How about we're back to the follow-up here. And last week, as part of our Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday, one of my clients, Lisa Cooks, was here. And we talked about turmeric and all of that. And I do have I have a follow-up email from our friend Peg in Olympia, who, of course, had to chime in last week and get after me for dropping an R in turmeric. And she was correct, of course. But the other thing is that Lisa also brought with her chia seeds, which are the seeds that make chia pets, and she was putting them in her water and drinking them. And I was accusing her of drinking polywogs because that's kind of what it's like. And since Aji wasn't here and she wanted more information on chia seeds, I brought in because Lisa gave us all a sample. And if you have water with you, Aji, then you can come in and I'll put some in your water and you can see what it's like to drink little polywogs. And I'll have to tell you now, Mike got some and Kathy got some.
I'll go get some on break.
What are you shaking your head for, Kathy?
I did not drink it.
You did give me some.
Yes.
And Mike took some. Did either of you try drinking?
Well, I drank some here at the studio.
Yeah.
And then I took some home. I had another glass and I gave the rest to my daughter. And she has not reported back to me yet.
Did you try it, Kathy?
You know, I haven't tried the ones that she gave me, But I was at PCC Market last week, and there is a drink out there that has those seeds in it.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that...
Cherry chai.
Well, now, chai is different than chia, and speaking of that...
or maybe it's chi, cherry chi.
Well,
anyways.
Here you go. This is Peg sent in a continuation of the chia lesson I had to learn it several years ago, chai versus chia. Chai is a tea.
Right.
Think Starbucks chai tea latte. Mm-hmm. Originally from India, I think. It is a blend of spices, masala, the most common being cardamom, cinnamon, ginger, and black pepper. My favorite, actually, yum. Good for you, Peg. Chia is the seed, rich in omega-3s and protein. When soaked, it gets gelatinous. Now, they're little teeny seeds, folks, and that are like poppy seeds. You know, the little black poppy seeds that you'd get on a biscuit, a bun or something, a muffin? They're that size. And then when you put them in water and shake them up, they absorb water and they become kind of gelatinous, which is what makes them kind of look like pollywogs. You know, pollywogs have a little seed in the middle of them and then a jelly-like thing around them. And now they're minuscule compared to a real pollywog embryo, but it's like little teeny pollywogs in your drink.
It's a very interesting sensation swallowing.
Yeah, and she says, aside from chia pets, when I first learned of it, I went to the co-op to get some. It was unavailable. Dr. Oz had just had a program on it, and everyone was sold out. Sigh, she says. So Dr. Oz was, you know, if Dr. Oz talks about it, it's got to be great.
Because,
you know, he like walks on water. Well,
or so he says.
People think so.
Yes,
well, I've never heard him say anything that wasn't really fabulous.
Right,
I think,
yeah.
You know, and he seems like a really great guy. At any rate, so I'll tell you that I have been drinking the chai seeds in my water. And I've gotten quite fond of this stuff. It's kind of fun to drink pollywogs, folks, I'll tell you, because it kind of gives you something to do with your mouth when you're drinking your water. It's like you try to catch them and crunch them with your teeth before they go down. You don't have to crunch them, but it's fun to see if you can. And so I enjoy that little process. And I have to say, I really like it. I really like them.
It's a different kind of drinking sensation.
Mm-hmm. And a great way to get protein as well as omega-3s. Now, I will tell you that I learned, and this is because of what I learned from Dr. Udo Erasmus and Fats That Heal and Fats That Kill that began with Missing Link, and that you need a balance of omega-3 and 6 oils. That if you take only omega-3 supplements, you can get an imbalance. I learned this with my first golden retriever, Chowie, because I gave him oil of Indian primrose for his skin, and that's only omega-3, and eventually he started getting little fatty accumulation cysts, and it was because of the accumulation of the omega-3s. You need the balance of omega-3 and 6 oils. So if you're just taking fish oil, you're just taking oil of primrose, if you just did chia seeds, not good enough, folks. It's unbalanced. It's just omega-3s. You need the balance of omega-3 and 6. So there you go. Make sure that if you're taking supplements or eating, that you're you don't need to raise your hand, Aja. You can just jump in. So
She's very polite.
Uh-huh. What would you like to say?
Well, I have a question. Mm-hmm. My cat has gotten a kind of fatty tumor, like behind his left shoulder blade.
Mm-hmm. Could that be because, lipoma.
But could that be because I was giving him too much omega-3?
Well, I can't say that I've actually seen the growth of fatty tumors or lipomas on animals or humans relate to just too much omega-3. I suppose it's possible. I don't know that. But I can tell you that when Missing Link came out, and over the first few years of us recommending it and a lot of listeners trying it, one of the comments that we received from several sources was that they put their dogs on the Missing Link, and they had lipomas or fatty tumors on their body. And because the addition of the Missing Link, which has the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the fatty tumors on the dogs went away.
Okay.
Now, that hasn't happened with all the dogs with fatty tumors that go on missing link, but it did happen with some that took the missing link. So there's some kind of correlation.
Okay. Well, and it's not a big deal if he doesn't lose it, right? Because
no,
my understanding is it's no problem.
Lipomas are not malignant. I mean, they're benign. They are not painful. They are not a problem. And basically, you just leave them alone unless they get too large and cause a problem, or they're in an area where them getting larger would cause a problem. Then sometimes you have to surgically remove them. But in and of themselves, they are not dangerous.
Well, I'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I'll just watch him.
Yeah. And I can tell you, I have a little lipoma in the middle of my back that I've had since I was a young teenager. And I don't know why I got it, but I'm pretty good about taking and ingesting balanced omega 3, 6, and 9 oils. And it's not gotten any bigger. It's not gotten any larger. So.
Okay.
You know, don't know here or there.
Well,
and
thank you.
If you are interested in getting chia seeds, like Peg said, you can buy them in bulk from the co-op. And there, any place that has, you know, seeds and grains and stuff probably has the chia seeds. Lisa, my guest last week, gets hers from the bulk herb store, which is www.bulkherbstore.com, bulkherbstore.com. They're in Tennessee, so that's where she gets hers. So now then Peg goes on to finish her email with, apparently she figured the same thing out. The accent is on the first syllable of the word turmeric. At least according to the online dictionary of pronunciation, I had to relearn the pronunciation also. I had never noticed the R. Turmeric does have some possible side effects, she says. So you are wise to start out slowly. Now, Lisa didn't mention any possible side effects, but, you know, probably too much of anything can be a problem. And Peg doesn't mention what those side effects might be, but just FYI. And she said it also can be used for birds, although Peg says she hasn't had much need for it. So there you go.
You know, I tried that drink that I was just telling you about that had the chia seeds in it.
Oh, yeah.
Chia seeds?
Chia. I mean, yeah.
No, chai.
No, chia.
That's it.
Chia pet. Just think chia pets.
It reminded me a lot of watery tapioca pudding. Really.
Yeah.
It had that same feel.
Yeah.
That's kind of neat.
Okay, then.
Yeah, moving along.
Yeah, all right. So speaking of moving along, we're done with the first hour already. Let's go ahead and wrap up this hour, turn it into the second hour. We'll come back, and I've got the new TV review. We'll get into animals in the news, the best good news about animals. And then we'll move on to healing stuff and Pleckner syndrome, so forth. And keep in mind that phone lines are open. It is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday, and your behavior training or healing questions about your animal friends are welcome at any time. Phone number is 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Email at animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Aji, pay attention to the phone, please. And Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.